Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
We checked out a couple of artists here, actually. Boot Up the Remix, LMA, and Nicki Minaj and Quavo. We also had Lioness with brand new music, Funk. And now KP Illis and Young T with Dolce & Gabbana. Speaking of new music, KP Illis and his bestie in his whole in this whole wide world, Script, they finally dropped a collaborative album. I say finally because, I mean, this is something that... it just makes sense.
Yes.
You know,
it's just, of sense.
It just makes sense. Like, hello.
Took you long enough.
Took you long enough, seriously. And I had an opportunity to listen to it, and I can tell you right now, Shaquan.
Yes.
Nah, man, I'm sold.
Is it?
I'm sold.
Okay.
It's hip-hop, yes. International standard, yes. But it has a lot of local reference. It has a lot of... There's a lot of things in catchphrases and stuff. Oh, yeah. And by the way, he name drops Maria Bra twice.
But in what context?
Well, you're going to have to go listen.
Yeah, man. The other day,
do you
know when, you know, she was training, obviously, because of her wedding and all of that?
Yeah.
There's a project that she worked on. I didn't really check. I just saw that.
Okay, but it's, you know, people working on something,
And it was a trailer to something, and then he shares it, and come on, well done. I'm like, it's a good But I understand why he did it to a certain extent. And this is just me, obviously, speculating.
But our speculations,
it's because now that she's married, you guys are going to come on my page and try and see, like, do you know what I mean? Like, is that beef? Am I shading her? Am I sad? And he decides to share her work.
Her work, you know what I mean? But yeah, go check it out. But it's a very nice album. Like, if you want to feel Namibian and you want to enjoy being Namibian and you want to have some good hip hop, man, play that album.
Yeah.
Play that album. It's good. It's out on YouTube. It's out on all streamed platforms.
Okay.
Go check it out. Anyways,
awesome.
Apart from that, is there anything else that's happening, Macy, on these streets?
Oh, by the way, the one thing that I really like about this, what do you call it, this collab album of Script and KP, is the title.
What is the title, look again?
It's Giving.
It's Giving. That's the title.
Yes, it's Giving.
You see what I mean?
They're in tune and I'm here for it, okay?
Wow.
But no, I'll make it a point to definitely listen to it. So something else that's also happening, partner, is obviously over the weekend, Exit Rockers. Was obviously having the, what do you call it, the show? Or he would try to
the
fill
Rockers,
up
Rockers reunion.
To fill up Sam Nyoma Stadium and so forth. And yeah, clearly people definitely came out in numbers to support him. And you could only commit, like, you know what I mean? When it comes to local music, just go out in numbers all the time and just go and support us, I believe. So yes, there was a little bit of drama with Lady May retracting her performance for the event.
She was scheduled to perform there, was not.
She was scheduled to perform, right?
Yeah.
So, Lady May, we know that she has rebranded. She's most, you know, saved. She's in the church and it's gospel music. What I want to know is, when Lady May is booked at an event where the MLs are performing, the Mushes, the Lioness and what, what is she going to perform? Is she going to come and get me? Come and get me,
That is a
me,
very
boy.
Good question.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
question. Yeah, what was she going to perform? I'm just saying. But anyway, she didn't end up performing because was it her name that was misspelled? Or like her brand is most Lady May Africa. But on the poster it just says Lady May.
And then that ticked her off.
I think that kind of ticked her off, but she also said that Lady May Africa is not performing at this event. This event, she said this on her Instagram, this event is not booked via Lady May Africa's management team. Lady May has rebranded to Lady May Africa, and that is the official stage name. Therefore, you will not put the name Lady May on your poster or your lineup and expect Lady May Africa to show up at your event.
Spice.
If you put the name Lady May on your event poster or lineup, you have booked somebody else and not Lady May Africa. And when she says Lady May Africa, it's in uppercase so that you see it.
You see, Is it not Black Africa situation now? Yes. May the real Lady May please stand
please.
Up.
Please. So basically what this is, partner, is that Lady May has been relegated.
Yes.
It's just Lady May Africa, all right? So yeah, that's what she had an issue with, and then she even went down to actually put down the correct procedure that one needs to follow if you want to book Lady May Africa.
But you know what? You asked a really interesting question. Look, I know there's a couple of secular artists that have been saved.
Yeah.
You know, Jericho is one of them.
Yes.
But Jericho still performs his old songs. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I've never really asked him that question.
Yeah.
But I would think it's a thing of, it's part of my music catalog. Like, I can't just ignore that catalog. You know what I mean? Like, what, like, and also, if you were to be truly, to be honest,
yes,
Lady May's new music, Lady May Africa, it's new music. Name me one song.
Yeah, I don't know.
You see,
I'd be lying.
Perhaps in her saved circles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With all respect. But if you're saying you are at a Rockers reunion show, that's where you are booked, Semnuma Stadium, reunion meaning old stuff even, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So who? Notwithstanding the drama and anything, let's say even if she was booked.
What was she going to perform?
I know Jericho performs his old stuff.
Yeah.
But
I, like, on top of my head right now, the last time that I even saw her performing, wasn't it, there was a gospel show at Zoo Park, and she was performing with what's his name, Dinaf?
Oh, with Dinaf, yeah. It was Dinaf Entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the last time that I saw her perform.
What was the song?
I don't remember.
You see what I mean?
I'd be lying, bruh. I'd be lying.
Man. But you see, and that's the thing also about rebranding, right?
Yeah.
That I always, in my private consultations, that I always say.
Yeah.
If you're going to rebrand, rebranding is fine. That's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're a new person. You metamorphosis. You're a new butterfly, dice kareba, whatever. You have a new movement. All good. But you need to do the due diligence to inform the country that you have rebranded, number one. And number two, if you're going to go down that route, then you must know that whatever you drop has to be 10 times better than what you used to have.
Come on.
Do you have something,
the capacity,
to give us something that's 10 times better, than Tochukwa,
than what we are used to? Because
then come and get me. Then,
ow, what was that little sound that you made?
I loved
Lady May, guys. I was such a fan.
So if you fail at one of those two,
yeah,
I can promise you right now, we can open up the phone lines, we can go to the street right now, and I can ask anyone, tell me a new song of Lady May Africa. Come and get me.
Yeah.
You know, and one person managed to do that very well.
Yeah.
King Titty. Right, and I say it well in the sense of it even took him time.
Yeah.
To get to a point where it's like, okay, it's King Titty. Okay, you've got some new songs. Okay, the songs are all right. Okay, cool.
But still King Titty.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it took time.
No, it took time and a lot of money. Yep.
Maybe
he worked on his image.
Exactly. Maybe even money lost. For Stanji.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
It's very, very tricky, man. Yeah. So maybe we now also just all have homework, partner.
Yes, we have homework. Yes, we need to go listen to Lady May Africa.
Africa's music, please.
Yeah.
And then also our beautiful Queen Lioness is officially on the third floor. Happy belated birthday. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, cool. 9:24 when we get back, we'll see if we can go to Osama.
Let me tell you, drama tomorrow.
Okay. Right. Okay, it's cool. Stand by.
Hide and seek, a great game to play when you're 10. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.